Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KDH 7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Tuesday morning, day after Christmas. 6:46 now. Three big things. Wichita Police Chief Ramsey says body cams are resolving citizen complaints.
Two.
Four dead in Iowa house fire.
One.
Blizzards and bitter cold across much of the U.S. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And it happened just minutes ago. Wichita Police reporting an auto theft.
Ah,
or receiving the report of an auto theft. Yeah.
Nobody was warming up their car, were they?
No.
No. It's right around the 3200 block of Seneca. So, South Seneca. So, yeah, it was happening this morning. We've got somebody warming up their vehicle, probably. Warming up their vehicle, keys left in it, and it's gone. That happens a lot this time of year. Careful. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly cloudy and cold today with a high of 19 degrees. Monday's high was 35. Mostly cloudy, cold tonight. The overnight low, 9. Wednesday will be partly sunny. We're going to warm way up to 25 degrees tomorrow.
Wow.
Now mostly cloudy, 16 degrees. Northeast wind at 16 miles per hour. Wind chill is 1. Don Grant, CFE, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Morning.
Good to have you with us this morning.
Good to be here.
George Washington and his troops' annual Christmas Day trip across the Delaware River has been saved by boats made by children.
Okay.
Organizers had feared yesterday's crossing would have to be canceled because low water levels in the river between Pennsylvania and New Jersey would have made it impossible for reenactors to navigate their wooden Durham boats. But okay. Philadelphia Waterborne, a nonprofit that teaches boat building skills to middle and high school students, lent the organizers 6 handmade 12-foot rowboats for the crossing. The boats only draw about 6 inches of water, meaning they can get across the river under current conditions. How about that? Because you're marking the, Christmas Eve when George and Washington and his troops crossed the Delaware and then attacked the Hessians? Am I remembering this right?
I can't remember.
Ted's my history expert.
You're close, yeah.
And there's a big painting of Washington standing in the bow, right?
Yes, yeah. Heroically. Yes.
Going against the rule, never stand in a boat.
Okay. Markets were closed Monday in observance of Christmas, and with just 4 days of trading left in 2017, stocks are on pace to finish every month of the year with gains when dividends are included.
Wow.
Stocks finished slightly lower Friday in subdued trading ahead of the three-day holiday weekend. The S&P fell a point. Dow lost 28, NASDAQ fell 5 points. And shoppers who are feeling good about the economy and spending more than expected on items like kitchen gadgets, toys, and coats could make this the best holiday season in several years.
Yeah.
That's good news for retailers, some of which have had few reasons of late to be merry.
Bad news for my bank account.
Well, John, it's that time of the year.
Bah, humbug.
Okay. Unions. Unions have caught a whiff of a rare opportunity to organize a whole new set of workers as recreational marijuana becomes legal in California. The United Farm Workers, Teamsters, and United Food and Commercial Workers are looking to unionize the tens of thousands of potential workers involved in the legal weed game.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my blimpy's got to have a union stamp on it, or I'm not going to want to smoke.
Look for the union label. But tens of thousands, really? Is it going to be that big?
Is that extended to roach clips, too, and pipes and everything?
We're in the wrong business.
Really?
Maybe we should be getting the pot business.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ted?
You would never lack for employment.
No, it looks like
you'd be all set.
Looks like it's a growth industry. But until they speak, Wichita State, you know, marijuana marketing 101 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And K-State, how to grow it and cultivate it.
Gosh.
KU, how to buy it.
Potentials endless.
It
tell me.
The potential is endless.
Marketing, you don't have to market it.
That's true.
The demand,
yeah,
the demand
itself.
Is, yeah. The demand is always there.
Yeah, like Steve and Ted, it markets itself, right?
Right.
651 with Steve and Ted. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, predicting future college costs.
Or getting into Twinkies.
And yeah, predicting future college costs, I will say that they're going higher.
Really?
That'd be my first.
Yeah, that might be a good guess. That's, you know, if you're a working college grad, take a second think about what it costs to go to college. I went to the University of California, and at the time, paid more for books than I did for tuition. Paid more for books than I did for tuition.
They're
wow.
Expensive. You bet.
Tuition also, yeah, but tuition was cheap. That's the point here. Tuition also included a medical clinic on campus for health care needs. Boy, times have changed.
Wow.
Paying for college has become a long-range planning necessity, and tuition inflation is becoming more burdensome, many times doubling or trebling in the general rate of inflation, as indicated by the Consumer Price Index, or the CPI. How do you know the best way to project for the cost of college in 18 years? Let's say you have a newborn. Well, it's not too different from general financial planning, but we're dealing with a higher historical rate of inflation. We generally look at the cost of tuition now, then apply an average rate of past tuition inflation to project forward. Living expenses are projected by using the average of past general inflation. And if you're putting money away for a college savings plan, like a 529 account for the potential investment growth, two factors, college tuition and expenses and inflations, and investment growth are things you need to consider. But there are several other often overlooked factors. First is income. Every parent of a college student looking for ways to pay for college has probably spent an hour filling out the free application for federal student aid, or the FAFSA plan. Family income and the number of kids in college will determine whether a financial aid package is available. So the availability will determine how much out of pocket, and will there be scholarships, ACT scores? Well, next is location and type of school. Are your kids going to be in an in-state school, or that's within the commute distance? Or are they better off at Harvard? Big difference there, whether they're going to be living at home, going to a state school, or going off someplace like Ivy League. Well, as with any financial planning, we need to make assumptions with the best information that we have right now. It becomes a dynamic process. The annual reviews to monitor how investments are performing are necessary, and check in on the child's scholarship and where they are setting their targets to attend. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
I'm going to assume that you had a great Christmas.
It was good. It was
were
good.
Your daughters here?
My daughters are here, yeah. They were up at KU, so they're down for Christmas.
Okay. You get a big break this time of year, don't they?
They've got a long break. Then my oldest is off to Washington, D.C. to do an internship and work for the Canadian Embassy.
Really?
Believe it or not.
That would be interesting.
So she's been having to go through all these security checks and everything.
Yeah.
So
why Canadian? Just
that's just the internship that she was
because
getting.
Because she knows how to skate.
She knows how to skate, exactly. A. She's a skater. And she likes drinking beer. No. She's pre-law, and she wants to get into environmental law, and they have a very strong environmental department,
you bet.
So she's going to work in there. So.
All right, great. Today is National Whiners Day. If you want to, you are allowed to whine about being too tired, overeating, having to go back to work, having so much to clean up, or the long lines in the return aisle at the store.
Yeah, plenty of reasons.
Some places I go every day is National Whiners Day, it seems like.
Reverend Kevin Zaborni created National Whiners Day in 1986.
Wow.
In hopes of encouraging people to be thankful for what they have instead of being unhappy, whining about what they do not have.
You know, we'll just get it over with in one day and then shut up the rest of the year.
Nothing more boring than someone whining. I hate it. When so many of our colleagues on the FM stations down the hall are whining about the fact that Steve and Ted get all the attention around here.
Well, because you earn it, darn it.
You got that right.
Yeah.
National Whiners Day.
Wow.
I don't want to celebrate.
See there? He's whining again. Yeah. There you go. Thank you, Dad. 6:55 now. Steve and Ted coming up at 7 o'clock. the KNSS Morning News, all of the news today. Blizzard conditions in parts of the northeastern U.S. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.